For many people, a cancer diagnosis is no longer a death sentence.
Herman Cain.
That number nine plan.
6 years ago, former U.S. presidential candidate Herman Cain was diagnosed with stage four colon cancer. Cain was given a 30% chance of survival, but following surgery and chemotherapy, Cain says his cancer went into remission.
Thank you.
The American Cancer Society's annual report shows that death rates from cancer in the U.S. continue to fall. Between 2004 and 2008, cancer death rates for men went down nearly 2% a year. For women, they declined about 1.5% a year. Over a longer period of time, from 1990 through 2008, cancer death rates plunged almost 23% for men and just over 15% for women. That translates to 1 million lives saved. But doctors are reporting more cases of esophageal, pancreatic, liver, and kidney cancers. Obesity is a risk factor for these cancers and for breast cancer as well. It's also a risk factor for a number of chronic diseases, including type 2 diabetes. At the Harvard School of Public Health, Dr. Dariush Mozafarian focuses on the connection between diet and chronic diseases.
Most of my focus has been on diet because the bang for your buck for changing your diet is really profound.
And Dr. Mozafarian says, just as the number of Americans who smoke has dropped drastically, Americans can also beat obesity and the cancers and other diseases that result.
We've had huge success in this country with smoking. We've gone from about 55% smokers to 25% smokers in about, 40 years.
For close to 50 years, the U.S. government has adopted policies to discourage people from starting to smoke and to encourage those who do to quit. The policies include high taxes on cigarettes, education campaigns, and laws to make it illegal to sell cigarettes to anyone under the age of 18.
Taking a breath and hold it in.
In the Cancer Society's report, the drop in lung cancer deaths was responsible for almost 40% of the total decline. Dr. Mozafarian says public health officials could use the anti-smoking campaign as a model to get people to improve their diets.
It's not going to happen in a year, but in a decade or two, if we really have a sustained understanding of the impact of diet on health in this country and the economic burdens that causes, we really could have a sea change and relatively quickly.
And as a result, the number of obesity-related deaths will also decline. Carol Pearson, VOA News.